Members of the Legislature Judiciary Committee have unanimously recommended the appointment of Governor LePage's chief counsel as a district court judge. But the recommendation came after some tough questioning for Cynthia Montgomery and an impromptu appearance by the governor himself. Matt Leary reports.
Several attorneys and members of the governor's Judicial Selection Committee spoke in favor of Montgomery's nomination, praising her legal background and her temperament. And while no one opposed her nomination, some committee members raised concerns. Most of Montgomery's career in Georgia and Maine has been in employment law, and that prompted Senator Christopher Johnson, a Somerville Democrat, to question Montgomery about her courtroom experience.
Did you deal in the courts with divorce? Did you deal in the courts with custody?
No.
Did you deal in the courts with juvenile law?
No.
Did you deal in the courts with Child Protective Services?
No.
Johnson said he was concerned at Montgomery's lack of experience in those matters that are the staple of district court proceedings. Montgomery told the panel her dealings in employment law gave her a lot of exposure to the issues raised by Johnson. Johnson also raised the differing interpretations of law between Montgomery and Attorney General Janet Mills over the hiring of lawyers by the Department of Health and Human Services. Mills maintains she has to approve the hiring. Montgomery disagrees. That led to a testy exchange between Johnson and Senator David Burns, a Republican from Whiting who co-chairs the committee and who objected to Johnson's questions.
Sorry, what do you mean by the merits of the issue? How do I get
Feel free to ask Ms. Montgomery questions concerning her fitness for the position, but as far as this particular issue that's in the press right now, I don't want to go back and forth on the pro and con on that issue. That's not for us to determine here.
The questions raised about Montgomery's qualifications led to Governor LePage, who said he was listening in another part of the building, to make a personal appearance on Montgomery's behalf. He defended his choice of Montgomery, saying she is an outstanding lawyer. He told lawmakers her lack of district court experience may actually be a good thing.
She is a fine attorney, and I will bring one argument to play that I didn't hear today. The fact that she doesn't have a whole lot of courtroom experience is an advantage.
He says that means she will not have the biases of many lawyers and will start the job based on her training that all judges undergo before they actually serve on the bench. Senator Roger Cates, a Republican from Augusta, who has clashed with the governor and his administration on several occasions, supported Montgomery's nomination. Cates says lawyers represent their clients, and what they argue in court is on behalf of their clients.
You've seen the heard on the television, you know, the views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the station. Well, that really is it. That really sums it up. The views that I say, or that Ms. Montgomery says in court or in other forums, are not necessarily those of our own.
The unanimous vote of the committee in support of her nomination means Montgomery is all but assured confirmation by the state Senate. Under the state constitution, it would take a 2/3 vote of the Senate to overturn the committee's recommendation. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.